Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. We are live in the Varela Malaysia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves, even though she's in the hospital for a month and a half, to hit on that stick of Skywalker OG late night in New York City. The Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, red to travel, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends are coming off at the flat party of rats on the west side, bed bugs of town, what a mess of towns of town. My brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake head. Hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with your boy Carver. I 844 toll free, 843-6879. Again, that number if you're stupid, 844-843-6879. Again, if you're an idiot like me, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Later this hour, Zach Braziller, or second hour, with the New York Post. We'll talk to him. We'll see if he has an opinion on all the college basketball that's going to go on this week. Plus, see what he thinks of Ian O'Connor joining the Post. Did you see that, Carver? How did your boy Ian O'Connor went there?
I did see that, yes. Good for Ian.
He's a good writer. Do they have those anymore?
There's a couple here and there. There is a few.
You know what I mean? It really is bizarre how the sports pages have changed. The delivery of news has certainly changed dramatically. And then all the great, let's face it, great newspapers have gone under and have shed their sports pages, and they make it just bare bones. And then you've got all these apps that, ESPN and Bleacher Report and all these others, right, that distribute the news, that are your provider of sports information. Fox has one, Sports Illustrated. I think the SI one, don't you have to pay for that one? You have to pay through the nose for sports news. Who's going to do that? No one. I mean, honestly, does anyone, I've gotten Sports Illustrated since I was a kid, right? The magazine, and they have ruined that to the point where it's still, it's still good or whatever, the magazine in the writing and everything. Their stories are good. Their coverage of different things in sports is good. But their delivery of it sucks. It used to be every week. Now it's every couple weeks, something like that. Or I don't get it as often as I used to. It's a lot smaller. It's not a big magazine anymore. It's real small. It's like lame. Glad I'm paying through the nose for that. You'd think I'd get the app free with that, but no, you got to give more money. Like, I'm going to give them more money. I've been giving them money since I was a baby. I'm not giving them any more money, those people. I really don't care what happens to them. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? And Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. It's Pharrell and the Bench. Hoobah, soldier, hoobah. Carver High tonight. So I'm watching the Nets. Their lead is 7 over the Knicks. I was getting 8.5. I took the Knicks in the 8.5. Bottom line is, in this game, there's Harden off the glass with the kiss. I know that they were kicking their ass pretty much before. Were you watching hockey, Carver High? Or
I was watching hockey. A couple of the games that I had a little action on tonight. So always hockey for me. NBA regular season, it's tough unless there's a really huge game going on.
You don't watch NBA. Let's just get real here for a minute.
Well, let's get real for it. I'm better
you
betting
watch
on
if there's nothing else on. Like
if there's
no
absolutely
hockey,
nothing
you're
watching else it. On. Yeah, sure. But like, it's just the way that it is. I'm better with NHL. It's just I know it better. That's it. I'm gonna play
so
that.
When I first met you. And you started working with me like 10 years ago. When did you, you didn't like basketball then. You were like,
yeah, I did.
I remember one day, well, no, you didn't. You
not
told
the NBA.
Ago,
I mean,
yeah, you don't like the NBA. You just said, I'm not a fan of the NBA. And then
well,
you said,
I just,
you said you hated the Knicks. And then I turned on you.
Well, like, that's true. I've always hated the Knicks. Listen, I grew up liking basketball. I love college basketball. I always have the NBA product for me. Just sometimes it's tough to take, especially regular season NBA product, and it's gotten even worse in today's day. It's even worse.
Why do you think the NBA sucks so bad? You don't think the games are good? Well, we'll talk about it in a minute. Now, this could linger. We got to have a reasonable explanation for this. We're all on the bench with Carver High. So, you know, what makes you have a bad taste in your mouth about regular season now? You don't think the games are good, or like you don't like watching Dame Time dropping bombs or Curry dropping bombs, or you don't like watching Zion dunk on fools, or you just think the games are what?
For me, really, NBA regular season, especially when trying to bet on it, it's just tough. There's too many nights where I don't know if guys care. I don't know who's playing, if they're actually into it. It always seems like a lot of the star players in the league are, you know, they're just coasting to the playoffs. I don't know what kind of effort they're giving me night in, night out. Of course, there's great nights where Dame's playing great. Of course, there's nights where it's fun watching Zion dunk on people. But there's too many nights where I just don't think the guys care. And I also had a thing for a long time, and you know this about the NBA, where every year it seems like only two or three teams can win, and that's it. And all that's it.
But what about the NHL? What's the difference between, because you know there's clearly a second season. I mean, it's night and day. It's absolutely, unequivocally night and day when they, whatever, the third week of April, when they start playing playoff games, it's like, what did I just watch for 6 months? What a waste of time that was.
No, I can understand somebody who's not a diehard NHL fan can probably look at it the same way. They think that it's ridiculous to watch 82 regular season NHL games. You know, the playoffs are all that matter. I just feel like the product in the regular season, you know, it obviously doesn't translate directly to playoff hockey. It's a different brand, but I don't know. I just know the guys are going at it every night. It kind of just tells. Whereas some nights in the NBA, guys are taking off, either not playing completely or they are out there and they just don't care. And I don't know. That's just especially something that I won't bet on, that's for sure. In a rare case, it takes, you know, I like bet. That's really the only reason you would watch a regular season NBA game is to bet on it.
But I mean, do you see the damage that I do with the NBA in terms of I'm pretty good at betting it?
You love basketball. So you're going to be into it no matter what on a night in, night out basis. You like betting on the NBA. I just been burned too many times. I just don't like betting on some of these guys. Like, where were you? You weren't there for me. You just, they don't show up on an every single night basis. I mean, LeBron does. I'll give him that. But there's plenty of guys who don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that. I won't deny that there's definitely go-through-the-motion nights. Paycheck nights, I call them, right?
Like, right.
I think it's the same in hockey. Paycheck nights. Don't tell me Geno Malkin don't have paycheck games.
And I think the reason why you need, you know, to bet on this stuff even more is I think the NBA, out of all the majors, you know, here in the States, out of all the major sports, I just feel like they're the one where the least amount of teams can actually win when the season starts. I mean, the least. I mean, you can look at it right now. I mean, outside the Lakers, the Nets, you want to throw the Clippers, and I guess people will throw the Bucks in there too. Does anybody else have a legit shot to win the NBA title?
So you don't think at all, zero, you give zero chance to the Jazz, Suns, and Nuggets?
I just zero, don't think that, zero yeah. Chance. I give zero chance to them. I do.
God, you're just, I just bringing
but,
me down.
But like, look I, at I but look at the history of the look at the history of the league. These stacked teams get on runs and they win three out of four or every, you know, two out of three, and then the next stacked team comes along. Now it's the Lakers' turn. They won last year. They'll probably win this year. And then the next one will come. Before that, it was the Warriors and the Cavs. You know, the Cavs had one year where they stuck it to the Warriors. The Warriors won every year. Before that, it was the Heat and the Spurs. Before that, it was the Lakers and the Celtics. You know, it's the same. It's just there's always the dominant two or three to four teams. And the rest of the league is the rest of the league has no shot when they tip the ball off on opening night.
So, but that so
that's
fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not going to argue that. But in terms of action and you know, viewing and action in terms of betting, I think that I agree that only a few teams, like a handful of teams on one hand, you can count them that have a shot at winning the whole thing. But every night when they play, there's I think, you know, the action is good in terms of you can win bets. You can hit bets. You can hit games. You can hit the number. You can hit, you know, I hit money lines and spreads like a mother forever. And it has nothing to do with their chances to win an NBA title. If the Knicks aren't winning an NBA title this year, we know that. That's a given. But right now they're down 6 and I'm getting 8.5. I need them to hit a couple more buckets here in the last 5 minutes. And then I'm happy. Like, so I find the betting is still fun in the NBA, even though I know that your end game is none of them have a chance to win a title. I don't care about that when I'm betting on the net Nick game tonight. I just want to hit the bat two ways. I want the Nets to win and I want the Knicks to cover. And you know I middle a lot. People say I middle a lot. Like, they're like, oh, Pharrell middles all the time. Well, I mean, I hit so many G-damn bets that, like, who cares if I middle, if I'm winning
yeah,
all these bets?
What's the difference? Who cares about that?
There is no
that.
Difference. Well, people there's say no I do it. You know, you hear whoever, Camel, say, Pharrell, you middle everything. Listen, do you know how dangerous it is to bet both sides of it? That you're going to land in the middle of that bet? So it's hard to do. Like, you see me do it all the time, like on a win and a 2.5 or a win and a 3.5. And I go in between, right? I try to hit the spread that they're going to lose by, you know, 3 or 2 or whatever. And I'm getting that extra point or that extra hook that I can win that bet. Like tonight, same thing, 8.5. The game's right now 6. And the Knicks have the ball and there's 4.5 minutes left. I mean, you know, Barrett to the 10, count it. Now they're down 4 and a timeout. And I'm sitting there with 8.5. So,
but
I'm feeling, see, that's, I'm feeling that's like the that's, kind of game, that's where it's fun.
Right. That's the kind of game, though, that in the fourth quarter, if I see that that's going on, yeah, I'm going to jump in and watch it.
Oh, you'll jump in.
Yeah, I'm not watching the whole game. I'll jump in the fourth
game bet.
Oh, no doubt. That's the only way I'll bet the NBA now. That is the only way. I won't bet an NBA game before it starts. It has to be in the game.
So do you hear me as well when I'm sitting back like this?
You're a little
you're talking like this.
Yeah, you're a little further away up now.
Well, listen, honestly.
The dogs are barking here. Your dogs are barking.
No, they're not barking. You mean my dogs are barking?
Yeah, your dogs. Your dogs are barking.
Maybe. I was close to calling it a night there. I was leaning back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you guys get the feet up, the dogs are barking. Let's go. Yeah,
it's all happening. But so why do you think it is that you seriously like college basketball so much?
I love college basketball.
But that's amazing to me that you love college basketball and you think the NBA is broke.
Because I feel like this is just from growing up. I always felt like there was more teams that could win. There was more at stake. There was just the thought of getting into the tournament. You know, even though these teams aren't going to win the national title, that this past week to 10 days, all these small schools just to get in the thing. You see the passion. You never see that in the NBA anymore.
Carver High's rooting for Iona in the NCAAs. So am I.
Let's go get dinner at the Italian restaurant.
We want dinner at the Italian restaurant, and we want cocaine and stripper recruiting parties. We want Rick Pitino at Indiana. All right, Pharrell on the bench with you. So we were just talking about, in the break, we were talking about John Beilein and Pitino. And when I talk about Pitino, I'm talking about Rick Pitino, not Richard. Okay? I'm talking about Daddy. So they are the same age. And one of them, it's not like I think 68 is super old or anything like that. You know, it is what it is. It's 13 years older than me. And then I was just saying,
I'm too old for that stuff.
That was me at the 87 Final Four with Providence losing to Syracuse. Billy Donovan was the point guard and Pitino was the coach and he was young. And it was his first. First trip to the Final Four. And I've seen his whole career, you name it, every trip to the Final Four. I think he's gone 7 times. That's crazy. And then now he's got Iona in the dance. And that's right around here, New Rochelle, right around, the area, if you will. Isn't it in Westchester? I think it is.
Yeah, in that area, Westchester, New Rochelle, just a little bit north of the Bronx.
Right.
Great campus.
So anyway, John Beilein is 68. He looks like he's 90. And then saw him on the Big Ten Network. He looked old. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. He just looked old to me. And we were just talking about, tell him what you said about him leaving Michigan.
I just thought it was, I thought when he did it and now, just one of the most ridiculous things you could ever do. Guy had it made, had top recruits every year. He was starting to get Michigan to the Final Four just about every year, championship games. And then he leaves it to go coach the Cavs. And what'd that last? 2 months? 3 months? And then he was out of there. He realized, this isn't for me. No kidding, John. You've been coaching college for 50 years. No kidding, it's not for you. Let me try the NBA when I'm 67 years old. I mean, what a mistake. And now Michigan's got a coach forever. And Juwan Howard, he ain't ever leaving Michigan. Michigan guy, he'll be the coach of that team forever. So it worked out great for them. But we were talking just this afternoon, like who would Indiana maybe, you know, go after. And I know our boy Aaron Torres was saying they should call Beeline. And we were like, yeah, he's too old, he's 68. And then on Coast to Coast, we were like, let's get Patino in here. You know, and then we saw he's the same age.
Well, listen, let's just be honest.
The same age.
He's the same age, but, you know, let's get down to my... Well, I just want to get down to my side of it. In Portuguese, what that means is they're the same age, except one of them didn't sleep with a chick on a red and white checkered tablecloth at an Italian restaurant. And the other one, he didn't do was, you know, knowingly, let's face facts. I don't care what anybody says. When you're having stripper cocaine parties for your recruits and you play like you don't know it's happening, I guarantee you, John Beeline didn't know it was happening. You know, John Beeline would have never known that was happening. I think Patino knew it was happening. That's my guess. And it's not fact. It's my guess. I've said at the time, and I'll say it again. He admits that he runs the program. It's my team, my call, my problem. I call the shots. I'm supposed to know everything. It's the same concept that I've had with you on many occasions when we were talking about our billionaire casino owner friends who, play dumb with us when something goes, awry or whatever, something's amiss. And they're like, I didn't have any idea that was going on. And I said to him, you know everything. Okay. So you didn't make $5 billion. And you're building a billion-dollar skyscraper right now because you don't know everything going on in your business. So I don't believe that any more than I believe that. In other words, I know that guy was lying to me, and it is what it is. And I guess I don't blame him for lying to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to say, I got nothing to do with it. I don't even know what you're talking about. And then you think I'm just going to like walk off and go have a drink and get on an airplane and leave and not, you know, bring it up again or call you out on it. Right. So the bottom line is it's no different than, you know, the coach saying, I don't know anything about it. I didn't know they were paying recruits. I didn't know they were having parties and coke and strippers. And I didn't know that the assistant was putting envelopes filled with cash and the parents, code at the sock hop. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't believe any of that. So I'm not that gullible. I also know, the CEOs of these companies, generally speaking, I would gather know everything. They know everything that's going on because their neck is on the line, right? So I'm just saying that in the end, what this means is Rick Pitino's a lot cooler than John Beeline. I honestly don't think Beeline knows. Like, I mean, that guy gets up and has a glass of orange juice, a cup of coffee, and a bowl of cereal. And it's got to be like Special K every day. Like, that guy's just, you know, off and running. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like an old guy, has his Special K and his... maybe his English muffin and his cup of coffee and his small glass of orange juice, and he takes his meds and he's on his way. Patino gets up in the morning and he's got to cover like 10 to 12 lies.
If I want you, all three of them, to hold you, I'm going to slap you, I'm going to spit on you, I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to go, woo, all night long.
That was a Louisville recruit party. Sponsored by the Courier Journal, where you could tell that they were going to slap the strippers on their keisters right there. You could... We have unbelievable footage here of Patino showing up at the late night extra curricular after hours underground. I mean, real underground party. Here we go.
You're talking to the Rolex-wearing, diamond ring-wearing, K Kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
That is.
Let me tell you, like Rick you listen Pitino. To that, and you the way and Flair's a legend. We know that. All the things that Flair just said in that piece, which we've played a billion times on this show, you could absolutely see Pitino doing or saying in his heyday, like Rolex wearing, alligators, the whole deal.
That was
Pitino. Rick, you're right.
That was Rick Pitino right there. Like, so.
Oh my God.
I don't know why you have to bring Ric Flair into it.
I know. You see, you know, that's Pitino doing his best Flair. He really was.
It's unbelievable. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there is no way John Beeline goes to church. You know what I mean? Like, that guy, I seriously doubt that he even has ever cheated at anything. I mean, he probably finishes out all his putts. I mean, there's not a 6-footer I won't pick up. You know, Pitino's not putting that 6-footer.
There's not a 9-footer that Haro won't pick up.
But Haro's a 9-footer, but like Pitino's like, hold on a second, I'm gonna make martinis at the golf cart. You guys pick that up for me. You want it shaken? So, onions? You want onions? No. You want olives? No. Pick up my bowl for me, would you? And then they do it every time because he's Pitino. I think he could actually, and I mean this, I think he could be the president of the United States. I think he'd do it. I think he would. I really do. I think he could be a better president than Joe or Donald or Obama or Bush or any of them. Can you imagine Rick Pitino in the White House?
This is why you need to get him. You got to get him to Bloomington. Got to get him on the campus.
We got to get him on coast to coast. In quarantine in his room. Can't leave the room, even though he's the head coach. I'll bet he left the room already.
Well, there's a lot of.
They got hookers there right now.
There's a lot of good Italian restaurants in Indianapolis.
Do they have any? Do the kids that go to Iona, are they religious? Is Iona religious? Kevin Walsh, is he religious?
I think it has some kind of a religious background to it, but I don't think you have to be religious to go there.
Well, that sucks. Can't go to those church schools and expect to have hookers at your parties. You got to go to a Big Ten school for that. You got to go Pac-12, son. Oh, we got it all going on tonight. Come on. Just want you to know when I work out in the morning, I only listen to punk rock. It's all I listen to. I tried to listen to classic rock when I work out. It just doesn't work for me when those Eagles songs come on. So explain that to me. Why is it that you go through like three different like little chunks of music there? You know what I mean? Like I hear three different cuts of music. They're all different. You know, they got the one jam going and then they stop that and then they start a new song with, you know, we're listening to Pharrell and then you hear another song and it's the actual intro music. Why is that? Why can't we just have one song jamming?
Right. We're efforting some new things. There's some certain spots where we're playing that one jingle for Sirius. So we've got a couple different things that we've got going on.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you what else is going on is this Knicks Nets finish. Nets are up 3 with 10 seconds to go. They had a jump ball along the sideline on Harden. and they got him for a jump ball. Then Randall won the jump ball. Then Randall got the ball off of the jump ball, and he dunked it. They're down three. The Nets inbound to Joe Harris, and then Burks and somebody else, Barrett, Burks and Barrett, trap Harris, and Burks got him. Burks got the ball for a jump ball. He clearly got the ball. I mean, I'm watching. I've seen it 15 times. That's a jump ball. And then they called a foul on Burks. Instead, it should be another jump ball. And the Knicks should have a chance to get this jump ball and hit a three and tie the game and force overtime. But I'll be willing to bet. I don't think they're going to jump it. He's announcing right now. Let me just hear what he said. I think they won the appeal. It's a jump ball. Because I'm right. It's a jump ball. They did not foul him. They never touched him. Are you kidding? But Tibbs is arguing. So I don't even know. Maybe they didn't win the argument. I think they did not. I'm guessing now because he's arguing with the ref still. So if he was talking to the ref, it'd be one thing. He's yelling at him. So you know they didn't get the call. That's a jump ball. That is a jump. I've seen that 30 times. Jump ball. But they are jumping it. So what is Thibodeau? What are they arguing about? I don't understand what the problem is here. So I was right. It was a jump ball. Now they're going to jump it. There's 7 seconds left. So the bottom line is it's Green against Randall. The Knicks have to win the draw, and they have to hit a three to tie the game and force overtime. Let's see if they can do it. From center court, the jump. Randall has to win this jump. And remember, Green's bigger than him. Randall won it. Burks goes back in the backcourt to get it. What now? They call a timeout. So now the Knicks have the ball with a timeout and 5 seconds left. So they'll inbound it from half court and have a chance to tie the game. They were down big in this game, Carver High. They came all the way back on the Nets. It's unbelievable. Great matchup. Now what I need is I need them to miss the J. Even though I want them to hit the J, I need them to miss the J because if they go to overtime, I could still lose the bet at 8.5. I have the Knicks at 8.5. Right now, I'm winning the bet. I'm up 120 and a hook to 115. Game over. Everything's good. If they hit that three, it goes to 115 apiece and goes to overtime, and then anything could happen. A whole can of worms opens up. Can't have it, Carver High.
No, we don't like that at all. That's burned us a lot, even recently. I know we keep going back to that.
Recent.
That San Diego State-Boise game. That's like the game we keep going back to where they completely jobbed us because the kid's foot was on the line and it shouldn't have been a three. Game should have never went to overtime to begin with. But no, we don't need overtime.
Yeah, I don't need overtime. I need an exciting finish here, which is what you're going to get. You're going to get so your threes, the only guy that can really shoot a three out there on the floor is Randall. And Burks, I got no problem with either one of them shooting it. Randall, Burks, Barrett. And Quickley's out there. And the other guy, I can never remember his name, with the funky hairdo. So here's Randall at the buzzer. He can't even get the shot off. They're going to call him for, I think they just called him for traveling. I don't know what they called him for. It's Nets ball. Game over. Your boy Randall's cussing. He's like,
cover,
he
just cover,
he just can't, cover. He just cannot figure out what just happened. And now they foul Harden with the ball with 0.6 left. It's game over. Even if they miss both free throws. So I have to see this play. What is he complaining about? Randall got the ball on the inbound. Pump fake. Oh, well, I agree with the call. He went up. He went up to shoot. Came down on the ground. He went up. He was up 3 feet in the air. Came down. Dribbled once. And then went up again. And they blew the whistle. And I think they called him for walking. Because he had the ball. Dribbled. Went up to shoot. Went up in the air 3 feet. never shot it, came back down, landed, dribbled once, and went back up again. You can't do that. And so I think they got the call right, and now it's over.
No good.
Harden hit both free throws. That's game over. 117-112 the final. Pharrell with the Nets on the money line. Knicks on the spread. Double cover. Oh, Randall's going after the ref. They're holding him back. The whole team has to hold him back. He's fighting with his own teammates now. He's shoving his own teammates. They're walking him off the floor. They're trying to get him to shut up. He's knocking over chairs now. He's getting violent. He's knocking things over. He's breaking things. He's mad. He's livid. He wanted to kill the ref.
What's your problem?
That was actual live footage of Randall getting escorted off by his teammates, and he shoved one of his teammates and got him out of his way. And then that teammate, you heard right there, I think it was...
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
I think it was Burks. He told him, what's your problem, bro? So he was going after Scott Foster. He was yelling at Scott Foster, and they were just going at it. When the game ended, Randall lost his mind and went after the ref. And then he bumped into Jeff Green, and then his teammate, Obi Toppin, like tackled him, and they had to tackle him to get him off the floor. They literally had to yank him and pull him and drag him off the floor. Then he started kicking chairs and knocking things over. Nets win, Knicks cover, double cover.
You blew it!
Nice job, idiot face. So 117-112 the final.
You morons!
Gary Woodland, among three golfers forced to withdraw from the Honda Classic with COVID. They're dropping like flies. Also, the six refs for the NCAA tournament got sent home today with failed COVID tests. That's not a good sign.
I did not see that.
Six refs sent home with COVID.
So six refs, NCAA, this was for the men's tournament? Six refs sent
six
home?
Six NCAA men's refs in Indiana were sent home with failed COVID tests.
Gino Auriemma, too. He can't go with the Huskies to the women's tournament. He's got to wait 10 days or 2 weeks now to go meet up with the team.
So in honor of all that, including Gino, college students are doing blow and having sex and having orgies everywhere at spring break. And I mean, there are thousands of them in Florida just partying and just gigantic parties, enormous beaches flooded, bars packed to the gills, people lined up outside to get in, everyone, no one wearing masks. No one wearing masks. Everyone wasted. All of them completely hammered and drugged up. No one wearing masks. People having sex. The whole deal. It's chaos.
Get a hold of yourself.
And now this week, Wednesday, St. Patty's Day? There is going to be parties everywhere because everyone is so stupid. Everyone everywhere is so stupid that they don't believe, certainly, and I'm just going to say it, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, they don't believe in COVID at all. They just don't believe that it's true. They don't believe that over, 550,000 people are dead. A 500,000 people are dead, but the people in Texas and Mississippi and Florida, they don't believe it. They just, they want their freedoms. They want their rights. They want their rights. I saw this lady. I don't know what she was doing. Did you see the lady in the store that they handcuffed and took out Carver High? I don't know what her problem was. It's been all over.
No, when was this? I haven't seen that one.
They showed some crazy lunatic lady went on some rampage in a Target or something, and she wouldn't wear the mask. And so they told her to wear the mask or leave. She wouldn't leave. Then she started arguing with them. Next thing you know, she's on the ground getting cuffed. And she's screaming that her rights are being violated. The police are to blame. And There's no such thing as COVID. And she has rights, and there's people yelling at her. All the people that were wearing masks were yelling at her that she was a, you know, they called her every name in the book. I think I may have heard a couple of really naughty ones, too, that were yelled at, or something about being a prostitute or something. I don't know. All I know is I think prostitutes should get the shots first.
And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why?
They won't even, like this game, they won't even show highlights of this game anywhere. All they're going to show you after this game is what Randall did after the game when he went after the ref. And then his teammates had to tackle him. And then, like, some security guard or something, like an assistant coach, somebody in a suit was pulling him like a He-Man was pulling him off the court. And then he kicked a chair, and he was very angry. He threw a chair, kicked a chair, something like that. It all happened very fast. And that's all they're going to show. There's going to be no other highlights of the game. They're just going to show Randall cussing and freaking out and getting yanked and tackled by his teammates because he went after the ref. He was going to kill the ref, which would have been fantastic. As you know, Carver High, I am not a fan of the refs. So if I would have seen Julius Randle beat the crap out of some ref like Scott Foster, that would have been the greatest thing that's happened to me in like maybe literally 12 months. If I saw Julius Randle beat up Scott Foster and get suspended for 2 months, that would have not been good for the Knicks, but it would have been good for me because I hate Scott Foster and I hate all referees. Unless they're hot chicks that ref. I never do anything to hot women. Chicks dig me. All right, Pharrell on the bench, and here's the deal. Lakers and Dubs are underway. Oh, look at your boy LeBron going off limping. What's going on there? Now he's back on the floor. It looked like he got rung up a little. I think he's still in the game. 12-11 Lakers over to Dubs. 6.5 left. Tie game now. Clippers lead the Mavs by 11 with 5 left. The Nuggets lead the Pacers by 12 in Denver, 3 left in the second. The Grizzlies and Suns, 3 left in the second in Phoenix, tied at 46s. Nets beat the Knicks by 5. I had the Nets winning, Knicks plus 8.5. Double cover. I had the Hornets minus 2 against the Kings. Hornets rally cap style, 122-116. They beat the Kings. And you get the sweet double cover. Bucks over the Wizards by 11. I was getting 8.5 with the Wizards. Hit the Bucks on the money line, though. Spurs, I hit minus 2 in Detroit. They win by 10. So another money-filled night in the NBA for Uncle Futrelli. And then Flames lead the Oilers in the third, 3-2. Vegas up 1-0 on the Sharks after 1 in Sin City. Penguins win 4-1 over the Bruins at the PPG in Pittsburgh. I think their 12th home win. I could be wrong. Predators beat the Lightning today. That cost me. 4-1 Nashville in Tampa. The Flyers beat the Rangers in overtime, 5-4. I was close on that one, but no cigar. Rangers lose. I went with the Blackhawks. They lost to the Panthers. I hit the Canucks over the Senators in overtime, 3-2. I hit the Capitals, 6-0 over the Sabres. Canadiens upset the Jets in Pharrellipeg, 4-2. The Kings and Blues was called. What happened there? Did we get a little COVID action there, Carver High? Blues and Kings. Oh, really? There you go. Hour number 2 coming up.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.